It's a beautiful morning and two beautiful people joining us this morning, Carol Gianforte, Jim Messier. And we always talk a little bit of nostalgia about Racinians and things you may have enjoyed in Racine over the years. And I mean over the years, 50s, 60s, things like that. And last time we were here, we talked about the school days. And this is School Days Part 2. You guys always have a Part 2, Part 3, Part 4.
There's so much to cover, Don. So much to cover.
Part 100. We're up to 122.
Yeah.
A lot of parts. Okay. Let's do it. Let's start. Oh, you know, we didn't do it. I'll get on the next break. We didn't get the theme song in.
That's right.
We'll get in the next break.
Okay.
We didn't get the theme song in because, audience, these two are fans of so many TV shows.
The Honeymooners.
Honeymooners. Yeah,
should I reveal it's the Honeymooners?
I have to
sit here and listen to them about the Honeymooners. And I actually laugh along with them, though, I admit.
Well, thank you, Don. Today we'll be talking, like Don said, about our grade school memories, part two. And we'll try to share some of our memories with you. So, Carol, why don't you summarize what we did last time?
Yes, yes. Last time we said I went to Lincoln and you went to Holy Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
So we're pretty much basing all of our memories on our own experiences, admittedly. But we talked about the buildings. We talked about our classrooms, you know, the chalkboards, the cursive writing or block writing.
Do they use chalkboards anymore? Or do they use those marker things, the whiteboards?
I think it's the whiteboards.
With the markers?
Yeah. And we called them blackboards back then.
Yeah.
Chalk and erasers.
Yeah.
We had green, but then in grammar school, they changed them later on to brown.
Ours
we had
black.
A new addition built onto a school, and they used brown with white chalk.
Okay.
Wow.
Boy. We were very progressive.
That's progress.
You were to go green. You went green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now we want to continue on with many more of our memories. But it is amazing, these memories of 50, 60, 70 years ago remain so vivid. And we know that there were some notes home to parents, and there were some math tests that didn't get passed. But by and large, these are the pleasant memories we like to concentrate on. So mainly, we can start with our teachers.
Yes, good place to start with the teachers. And, you know, I can probably say that most of us still remember our teachers' names. I know I do. Of course, I had the nuns, so I remember Sister Eucharista, Sister Marguerite, Sister Renee. We had one lay teacher, Miss Gallus, for 2 years. But I remember the nuns as being very, very strict, but they had complete control of our class. And last time we mentioned that in one of my classes, we had over 50 kids. And again, that nun had complete control.
Did they use the rulers to snap your wrist?
Absolutely.
They did do that.
Yes.
They have stories about that. Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes.
I can name every one of my grammar school teachers.
Yeah.
Miss Gross was my kindergarten teacher. Today, I'd make fun of that name, Miss Gross. Then we had Miss Healy, who was first grade. Miss Schmidt was second. Miss Zuckerman, she started out as Miss Katz. Then she got married, so she ended up as Mrs.
News.
Zuckerman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mrs. Beatty was our fourth grade teacher. Mr. Person was our fifth. And Mr. Martinoni was our sixth grade teacher. Our music teacher was Miss Bow, which I thought was a great name for a music teacher, Bow.
Uh-huh.
And I forgot our art teacher. I forget what her name was. I could picture her, but I met all my teachers. Mr. Dodd was the principal. I spoke to him up until a few years ago.
We used to
correspond. We talked to each other by letters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he remembered everything about it. Me, all his students, he remembered.
Yeah.
And he must have had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds go through there. So I remembered I even have pictures of my class pictures on my phone.
Oh, wow.
I remember all the kids. A lot of them are gone now, but I remember them. Yeah.
Yeah, it is truly amazing. And it just tells us, though, how formative those many, many years and day in and day out. My teachers, too, seven, kindergarten on through. Now, mine were all women. By the time I was aware, there were a couple men teachers for, like, sixth grade.
Yeah, they didn't have them in the earlier grades. I don't know why.
You never
find a kindergarten teacher who's a man, first grade teachers, and they're all like fifth and sixth, and then junior high and high school.
Yes, to handle the older kids or the more difficult subject matter.
You know,
those men.
Well, in parochial schools, it was all nuns, so we didn't have a choice.
But how the teachers looked to us.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the epitome of a stylish teacher, in my opinion, and also a stern teacher, Miss Mart, my fourth grade teacher. She was the high heels, the nylons with the seam up the back, the stylish but businesslike suits, not a hair out of place. But all the teachers, you know, naturally it was all dresses or skirts. I don't think we looked at any of them in my case and said, boy, is she old. Because, you know, someone in their 50s might have looked really old to us. But that didn't happen. They were a bit younger than that. One thing, though, in my mind, too, is Mrs. Miller. Two of my teachers were married. Mrs. Miller, quite young. She had a yellow T-bird. Now, how could you be any cooler than to have a yellow T-bird as a teacher?
Hmm.
Yep.
Wow.
She got to the top of the car list.
Wow. Well, for the nuns, they all looked alike, of course. They all had their black and white habits. Their clothes were very crisp, white and black, like I said. They had a big cross around their neck. And we never saw their hair because that was covered. But I did remember that every nun we had the same style shoes and the same style glasses. And, of course, they had no makeup. And I think all of us kids thought these nuns were like in their 80s.
Yeah.
When they were probably in their 30s. But they just looked old, you know.
Hey, I saw that movie Change of Habit with Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary Tyler Moore was one of the nuns. They didn't look like Mary Tyler Moore?
Oh, no.
Big, beautiful smiles. And those shoes, Jim, though.
Yeah.
Weren't they kind of black, clunky shoes?
Yes, that's
thick,
right. Yeah.
Thick heels and ties.
Yep, they were all the same.
Look at Carol's face when she's talking about it.
Because I'm so stylish, you know.
Yeah.
I'm so stylish.
Of course, our lay teacher we had for 2 years, single. She always wore a suit with high heels, very, mm-hmm. very well dressed.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about how we looked.
How we looked, yes. Well, we were talking about, you know, we had the terms school clothes, play clothes, Sunday clothes. Not many of us had a lot of clothes. And when you look at the homes and apartments we had, closets were small.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to have categories of just the mainly few clothes that we had. So, of course, girls, never any pants. Wasn't even questioned. Dresses and skirts and blouses with Peter Pan collars and maybe...
What's a Peter Pan collar?
Yeah.
A rounded collar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And sweaters maybe that our grandma or our aunt or our mother knit for us. We also wore headscarves.
You know, I'm thinking back to all my pictures from grammar school, and you're right. There is in one girl wearing pants in 80
of those
pictures.
No, it wasn't even thought of.
Right.
No.
I never gave it much thought till you mentioned it.
No.
And all the guys are wearing sport jackets and ties in the pictures.
Oh, now that wasn't...
That's for their picture taking.
But, yeah, for the picture taking.
Picking day. Yeah.
And nobody wore blue jeans. We didn't wear jeans.
No. And girls, we pretty much in those years, it was saddle shoes for us. But our hair, too. Barrettes, bobby pins, hair ribbons for bangs, ponytails, braids. How about you guys, Jim?
Well, I remember the guys wearing their hair slicked back with plenty of Brill Cream and Vitalis. That was the style back
then. Little dab will do
you. Little dab will do you. That's right. Leather shoes. I think we wore loafers. We had skinny belts, though, I remember.
Yes,
for some reason.
The skinny belts. Yeah.
Yeah, Wally Cleaver on Leave It to Beaver always had a skinny belt, so maybe he was the trendsetter. I don't know. Corduroy pants, of course, in the wintertime. But the cuffed blue jeans that I remember, we used, had them at home. We never took them to school. We never wore them to school.
No, we changed after school to our play clothes.
That's right, once mm-hmm. we got home.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, many of our schools had a hot lunch program.
Before we get to the lunches,
we
can take a quick break.
Okay.
Those cuff pants. I remember when I used to play outside, my mother said, push the cuffs down because all dirt, you know, would get in there.
Yeah.
And then they'd be all over the house. So she used the cuffs down, and then you could put them back up again. You're not coming to the house with those cuffs on.
When some loud bragger tries to put me down and says his school is great, tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state.
talking about school days, part two, with Carol G and Forte, Jim Messier. Love having you guys in. People responding. People love you. Got a fan club already.
Oh.
I'm in radio 50 some odd years. Nobody ever said anything about me. And you guys are in here.
Well, we love doing this in, you know, Racine and hometown. And we love it.
Okay. Yep. Let's continue. We're talking about lunches.
Let's talk about lunch.
Highlight of the day, Jim?
Yes, absolutely. It still is.
Of our school day? Yeah, it still is.
We stayed at school for lunch because our school had a very nice hot lunch program. When the bell would ring, of course, we'd have to line up like we did for recess and lunch. So we lined up and then headed downstairs to our lunchroom. A few kids walked home. If they lived within a block or so, they could walk home. But just about everybody stayed for our good hot lunch program. But there were a few things which I did not like. To this day, I still don't like chili. And if I would smell chili heading into the lunchroom, I would just keep on walking like I'm going to the bathroom and then out the back door to recess. That chili had the big slices of stewed tomatoes, those big beans, and it was very unappetizing to me, so I just couldn't take it.
Well, here's something I don't understand. You had a choice of bread and butter or peanut butter on bread, and it was never a question about peanut butter, peanut allergies. It never came up.
No, not at all.
Never came up.
Now we got to have peanut-free zones, but it was never an issue.
Right. That's true.
Very strange.
I never had peanut butter in my life, but a lot of people did.
Yeah.
And I just, they also had one time they had chipped beef on toast. They actually had it, and nobody ate it.
Oh.
It wound up on the walls, the floor.
Yeah.
People would go to class, open up their math book. It would be in there. When they weren't looking, they'd slam the food in their math book. It's funny now.
Yeah. Well, besides chili, I remember having barbecue beef on a bun. Hot beef sandwiches, spaghetti, chop suey we had a few times. Yeah, chop suey. Ring bologna was another one. Mac and cheese, always had mashed potatoes with a fruit cup for dessert. Now, a couple of things which I did not like besides chili was cooked cabbage.
Sounds terrible.
Was one thing. Yeah, cooked cabbage. And get this, stewed plums. But the best thing they had there was their homemade bread. You could smell that when you walked in for the lunch. It was just so good. We never had any junk food, though, like burgers or hot dogs or pizza. And all this was only 35 cents.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep. 35 cents.
Jim, being the olden days, were these cooked by mothers or volunteers? Or was this a bit like a government food that...
No, this was all cooked by probably volunteers.
Like home cooking.
Yeah. It was all home-cooked meals by the older ladies from the church. I don't think they got paid, but...
We had regular cafeteria ladies with the hairnets.
Yeah, that's right.
Our hairnets.
Yeah, and one of the qualifications was you couldn't smile or be pleasant.
Yeah.
It's true. But we had to finish everything on our plate. That was one rule. You know, we were always taught there were so many starving people in the world, and we can't waste food, and... And we had one of the lunch ladies standing guard where you would dump your plate into the garbage, and she inspected your plate all the time. And fortunately for us, for me, I should say, my parents took Mrs. Benachka, she was the guard there, to church every day, every Sunday, I should say. So if I had some stuff left over on my plate, she would just... scoop it away. Didn't say anything.
You were a favorite.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. She cut me a little slack, so that was really nice. Now, for breakfast, we always had breakfast because we had an 8 o'clock mass, and we could not have breakfast after midnight in order to have communion. So we always had breakfast after mass, which was about 8:30 or so. I remember bringing my Roy Rogers metal lunchbox. I'm sure you had one, Don.
I didn't have a lunchbox. I had a paper bag.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. All right. My mom would pack a peanut butter sandwich and cereal and cookies. And the school would always give us this small bottle of Progressive Dairy Milk. I'm holding one here for Don to take a look at, but very, very small.
Oh, that's nice.
Glass. Yeah. But that was always part of our breakfast.
I always had the regular containers, 3 cents.
Oh, 3 cents, yeah.
If you were just if you brought your own lunch, you get 3 cent milk. It was a little container of milk.
Yep.
And the poor kids that didn't have the 3 cents with them, And they gave it to him anyway, but you got to bring it tomorrow. They never brought it tomorrow.
3 cents. That's right. How about you, Carol?
Well, I was on the other side, Jim, of going home for lunch.
Yeah.
And I tried to look up what was our lunch time? 50 minutes, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
So the bell would ring with that lining up silently at the door and then racing out to go home for lunch. I was 2 blocks away from Lincoln. So mm-hmm. I don't know anything about to talk about today on how our multi-purpose room had tables for lunch. Mm-hmm. But I do think being a neighborhood school that most kids ran home for lunch. And, you know, mothers pretty much were home.
Mm-hmm.
So no parents came to pick us up. We weren't going to be kidnapped. There was not going to be any crime.
Mm-hmm.
We just scattered out the door, got home as fast as we could, and our lunches. Well, my mother had a thing for grilled cheese sandwiches, but peanut butter and jelly, Kappas bread.
Oh, yeah.
We did eat a lot of white bread.
Sure.
Yeah.
And the most horrible thing happened at our high school. This was devastating for the school.
Oh.
A Hardee's opened up across the street.
Oh.
So all the kids kind of, we weren't supposed to, but they went out the door and wound up at Hardee's. It was devastating.
A change of life. Oh, boy. So windmill cookies, fig bars, homemade cookies, but then rushing back to school. And again, no parents, complete safety. And we were back to play tag or whatever, and then hear that buzzer bell, line up. That's a big part of our life. We were always lining up.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
so
that's right.
Back into the school. Another highlight, recess, Jim?
Oh, yeah, that brings us to recess, our favorite subject, so to speak. But we had morning and lunch recesses, of course. And we'd, again, wait for the recess bell. We couldn't wait for that. Then another lineup. Our recess was always held at Roosevelt Park, 21st, and by the sewage disposal plant there. It's still there.
That was very convenient.
Yeah, 21st Street, yeah. I think most schools had playgrounds on their school site, though.
We did. Oh, Lincoln had a big playground.
And you look back today, those monkey bars, they were dangerous. Kids hanging upside down by their feet, and they'd fall straight down.
Right.
And the teacher would say, get up. You're going to mess up your clothes. Meanwhile, the kid's neck is at a strange angle. His collarbone is snapped. Get up. Your pants are getting all dirty. But those monkey bars, you look like they were dangerous.
Yeah.
And that ride you had to kick around.
Oh,
and
that was...
Everybody sat in the middle, and one kid had to kick it around and then jump on at the last
second. Merry-go-round. All metal.
And then all the kids, centrifugal force, like flying all over the place.
Good old days.
Man.
Good old days, yeah.
Like waking up to Alice Cooper in the morning, huh? Yeah. Jim Messier, Carol Gianforte here. We're talking about school days. Maybe your school days from the 50s, 60s. Yeah, maybe. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
And we left off at my favorite time of day.
Yes, recess.
Recess.
If we're covering the highlights, lunch and recess.
That's right. That's right.
The highlights.
Our favorite subjects, right? We had recess at Roosevelt Park at Holy Trinity. We'd walk out the back door into an alley and then walk about a block, and that would take us right to Roosevelt Park. And I remember at 12:25, the JIK steam whistle would blow, and that would be our cue to start walking to our lineup place.
Because where was this park now?
Roosevelt, that was on 21st and by the lake.
By the sewage disposal plant. Yes.
Sometimes you get a whiff of that, you know, when the wind is blowing right. Yeah. And then at 12:30, the whistle would blow again, and then we'd start, of course, walking back.
Now, did a nun go with you?
You know, I don't remember that. I think we were just unsupervised. But back then,
we'd just walk home for lunch.
Just like walking home.
Yeah, just to turn school. Us loose.
Yeah, that's right.
Turn us loose.
But once again, we were in lines. I remembered a line of kids.
Yeah,
you know,
that was part of life.
That's right. And some of the things that we played or did on our recess, of course, we had a lot of games. The younger boys would play marbles. Remember the cat's eyes and Steely's done mm-hmm. when you were
older. I never played marbles.
Oh, you never did?
No.
Okay. Older boys would play baseball. Of course, we played tag. Games like Red Rover. Remember that? Red Rover, Red Rover, let Donnie come over. Remember that, Don?
I never played that game.
No, you never did? Okay.
No.
You lost out.
Yeah, yeah. Simon Says was another one.
Kickball?
Simon Says, Simon Says, put your hands up. Simon Says, do this. And that's how you got everybody out.
Like that's right. That's right.
They do it real fast.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Another popular one was Red Light, Green Light. And, of course, hide and seek.
Yeah, red light, green light, 1, 2, 3. And you turn around to see who's moving.
That's right. Yeah.
And you know the kid didn't catch him, but you always sent the kid back, get back. And there was a big fight and the game was over.
Yeah. If you moved, you were out. Yeah.
Fights at recess, being turned into the principal.
Yeah, that's right. Hide and seek. Roosevelt Park was huge, so we had a lot of nice hiding places there. How about you guys, Carol? What did you do?
Well, Lincoln had a big playground just right there.
Yeah.
So we were... We were encased by a fence, though.
Okay.
We weren't turned loose into the community. But I guess for speaking from girls, tetherball was very, very big at Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
Tetherball drew a lot of girls and would wait for their turn. But the typical hopscotch and jump rope, we did a lot of jump roping. Jumped right, you know, you would do the peppers where it was fast, and then how to jump into the rope. What I was thinking of today, even though it's getting nicer out, we would get soaked playing out there in our clothes.
Isn't you on the rain?
Well, I'm thinking snow.
Oh.
Yeah. And our clothes absorbed the water. Our mittens would be sopping wet.
Yeah.
We would hang them up. They'd be dripping down onto Lincoln's wooden floor.
Mm-hmm.
So, but amidst all this, Jim, we actually got to learn something.
Oh?
We did have some subjects to learn. And those teachers had to guide us into some concentration. So turning to our subjects now, like reading and printing and spelling and arithmetic.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
They don't call it that anymore, do they? Arithmetic?
Math.
Math. Yeah,
math. Now it's math.
Yep.
So in first grade, I would say, at least in the public schools, we knew the word phonics. Mm-hmm. And that meant sounding out the letters and the words, sounding out.
Yep.
So that was a big part of our reading.
Yep.
And then we had a few catchphrases, like the vowels.
Mm-hmm.
A-E-I-O-U.
And sometimes.
And sometimes.
What?
Right.
Yeah. You had that over in New York, too.
Yeah.
On
the East Coast, we had vowels, yes.
Yeah.
They were so far ahead of us. You know. Yeah.
And the only other one was that I before E.
Except after C.
C. Right.
Sounded like way or neighbor
way. Anyway.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That goes into our reading and spelling.
Mm-hmm.
But now one of our basic books were the Dick and Jane books.
Mm-hmm.
And we learned words like go, go, Spot, go, the dog. And we learned run, run, baby, Sally, run. And we learned no, 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 like if we were in a tree and we're falling down. So that was our family, Dick, Jane, baby, Sally, father, mother, Spot, and baby Sally's teddy bear, Tim. Now, at that time, though, too, as we got further into grade school, I wanted to add, after school, we did read things like the Nancy Drew books and the Hardy Boy mysteries, Trixie Belden. And we loved it when the teacher would read aloud to us.
Mm-hmm.
So what I brought in, Jim brought in a milk bottle from Progressive Dairy, and I brought in, for Don's viewing pleasure, the book from my third grade, Charlotte.
It looks like it was from your third grade. It looks all beaten up. Yeah.
It's a little yellowed. But anyway, in third grade, Mrs. Hudson read to us Charlotte's Web. And, you know, it changed my life about reading because it was so interesting. And here it was about a pig and a spider. I mean, talk about a great writer that could turn that into... I looked it up in my research. You know how I research these programs?
Mm-hmm.
Very deeply?
Yeah.
45 million copies of Charlotte's Web have been sold.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think this is worth anything? like 55 cents.
Not in that condition.
Yeah. Put it on eBay.
Yeah, you can buy a brand new copy. That's all beaten up and weathered.
And what else comes to your mind, Jim?
We also had a publication called The Weekly Reader.
Oh, yeah, The Weekly
Remember that? It was a weekly educational publication, a classroom magazine with many interesting articles in it. It was for elementary schools. It was basically news for kids. And they had articles about Western heroes like Davy Crockett and the moon, etc. But for parochial schools, we had another publication. It was actually a religious comic book called The Treasure Chest. The Treasure Chest, very educational. And there were times where you pull that out and the teacher would have you read that in class. What some of the guys did, we brought a comic from home to school, like Superman or Batman, put that inside the treasure chest, and then we'd read that. Us boys. And we got away with it.
No wonder why you turned out the way you did.
I know it. Yeah. Too many Superman comic books. I guess
the nuns didn't patrol up and down the aisles.
No, they just assumed we were reading the treasure chest.
Yeah.
So we were reading comic books, all right.
Well, then we also had to turn our reading into spelling and printing.
Mm-hmm.
And we spent a lot of time on writing, printing our letters.
Yes.
And then also we had those big pink erasers. You and I talked about that.
Yeah.
Inch-long erasers.
Right.
Because, we were just learning this. Spelling.
Yep.
Now, probably, I think you did too, every Friday was a spelling test.
Spelling test, right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yep.
And this is where we, in discussing this, Jim,
mm-hmm.
we got into the problem of lesser students trying to copy us.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Kind of peeking over.
You weren't a snitch, were you?
A tattletale? One of those abhorrent students?
Give me the mark of the squealer across your face.
Raise my hand, teacher.
Yeah.
And so we would put kind of our arm
around our answers. So the neighbor kid.
Yeah, you put your arm like this.
Yeah.
But
the teacher would always say, and keep your eyes on your own paper.
Remember that? Did they say that out east?
They said, don't make the same mistakes your neighbors are making.
Oh, that was psychological. Yeah.
Then, of course, we had arithmetic.
No, wait, Jim. I wanted to say the spelling.
Oh, yeah.
We had to pass those test papers.
Yes.
To the person
behind
in
you,
front of you
yeah.
or in back of you.
Right, yeah.
And this is where our pleasant memories are good or bad, because if you couldn't spell, your neighbor, your classmate knew it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make the same mistakes your neighbors are making.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Talking to Jim Basir, Carol G and Forte, School Days, Part 2. Let's continue on.
Okay, let's talk about arithmetic. Now, math, of course. In those days, Don, we had no calculators, as you know.
Can you believe that?
Yeah. I remember the first kid who brought one into school.
Yeah.
Michael Fierce. Everybody's gathering around. All it did was add, subtract, and multiply, and divide. That's all it did.
Right, yeah.
They were gathering around, and whoa, where'd you get this from?
What grade do you think you were in?
Yeah.
It was grammar school, so maybe fourth or fifth grade.
Mm, yeah. Okay. We had the multiplication tables, addition and subtraction, flashcards, and I'm sure we still remember all that stuff. Don, if I would ask you real fast, what's 9 times 8? You would say 72. Because it's
ingrained.
Ingrained in your mm-hmm. head there.
Yeah.
We had to spend a lot of time with those.
We did. And time tests for them?
Yes. And mm-hmm. the time test. Remember long division, which took up half the blackboard?
Yeah.
There was numbers all over the place. For long division.
I was thinking this morning about decimal points. Wasn't that part of long division?
Yeah, it was.
You had to put the decimal point in the right place in those columns.
Yep, yeah, or a fraction or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right about the time test. We had to finish up a test in a matter of whatever it was. And if you didn't finish, too bad.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, then I remember, what was it? Was it, what year Sputnik happened?
What,
all of a sudden, Russia had the satellite over us.
Yeah.
And I remember a big change at Lincoln School. We knew this, and we were told we were going to really concentrate on arithmetic. We needed to be smarter.
I was about to say, that would prevent any attack by the Russians?
No, you're mad. Yeah, right.
You'll kill him with math.
Yeah. Well, we did have those, I shouldn't say extras, but music, art, Phi Ed. Mm-hmm. So you and I have been talking about music,
yep.
And we laughed because when we had to sing these songs, there was one item, a piece of equipment that every teacher had to have,
mm-hmm.
The pitch pipe.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, the pitch pipe.
Round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That didn't help. We all sounded awful anyway. That didn't help at all.
Yeah, true.
So
yeah.
We sung songs at Lincoln, like Home on the Range, Oh, Susanna, and I was mentioning to Jim, oh, and I guess you sang it too, but Billy Boy. Oh, where have you been, Billy Boy, Billy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, probably it was second or third grade. I can still think this. We had a Billy in our room. And Billy and I were the tallest kids there. So I would say, picture this gangly, tall guy, Billy. But I was right up there, too. And the teacher always made him sing solo, The Answer. Where have you been, Billy Boy? Billy Boy. I think he was in misery.
Yeah.
How terrible that he had to sing The Answer all the time. I wanted to change his name to Wilbur or something.
Yeah.
What else did you sing, Jim?
Well, we used to sing, I remember, a lot of the like military songs, like Anchors Away, From the Halls of Montezuma, Wild Blue Yonder, America the Beautiful, you know, My Country Tis of Thee. And quite a few more, but I remember Row, Row, Row Your Boat, too. We all had to sing
the
that.
The rounds.
Yeah, the harmonizing.
Yeah.
This group would start here, and then this group, and then this group. And
yeah.
We probably sounded terrible, but back then.
But it was amazing. You know, that
we could, it was something different.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Of course, the highlight of the year was Christmas concerts.
Yes. Yeah. That's right.
So we prepared our songs.
Yep. That's right.
And where did you do
this? We went down to our lunchroom for our Christmas concerts. It was done by grade. Of course, the boys always had the white shirts and the suits and the ties. Girls were, dressed up in their nice dresses.
Black pant and leather shoes.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Hair ribbons.
Yep, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we had art. Remember art, either individual or a group project, like a mural.
Yeah.
Large paper, watercolors, finger paints for those big projects. I remember our teacher always telling us about a human face, though, which was amazing. She told us that the eyes were halfway down the oval shape of a face.
They are,
but none of us believed it. We thought it was maybe a quarter of the way down. But in actuality, it was halfway
Jim,
down.
How have you put this knowledge to work in your life?
Oh, I use it every day. Yes.
When
yes.
You're quick story. Faces.
I know. Yeah. I don't need up your time, but quick story. In the first grade, for Father's Day, we got a juice can, and we put felt around it.
Yeah.
And then we cut a picture. You know, we started, picture of our dad in felt. We cut it out.
Yep.
And that was in 1961. My father had it on his desk through all the businesses he's had up until he retired.
Yep.
And when he passed away, I found it. He kept it on his bookshelf. And now it's on my dresser.
Oh, I'm so glad.
From 1961.
Now, see, we brought in for show and tell. You better bring that in next month.
Well, you know what it is? He put it on his desk.
Bring it in.
And he had an executive desk. He was the owner of the company. And he had this little juice can that I made like 40 years ago. And he still had it sitting on his desk.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
I remember our artwork was always displayed in the hallways, especially for an open house. Everybody wanted to see little Johnny's artwork, you know. And what else did we do? We had we made Christmas cards and Valentine's Day cards. You know, cards for the holidays, I remember. We made those all the time.
We talked about Christmas cards and Valentine's.
Yes.
I mean, next month, we're going to do our final part 3 to grade school. And that's going to include special days like Valentine Day parties.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking, for some reason, I'm still fixated on how to do Thanksgiving cards, because you just trace your hand fingers.
To make the turkey feathers.
Yeah. And that's how you do the turkey. I'm so glad I learned how to do that. I'm still thinking about how to do a turkey. Well, we're almost out of time and we're not quite finished.
No, we got a few minutes.
Should we do more of our subjects?
Yeah.
Well, what about our science subjects, Jim?
Oh,
Phi Ed. We could talk Phi Ed.
Yeah. Go ahead. Why don't you start?
Oh, okay. Well, we used that multipurpose room. I had explained last time about when we talked about describing our buildings. Here were some of the castle-type grade schools. built in the 1850s. And then in the 1950s, we all got multi-purpose rooms, these big boxes, state-of-the-art, blonde brick, but it was our kitchen, our stage, the big wooden floor. And so fired there. Now, I felt so bad for Billy and Billy Weber, but I was so tall, I always had to be the boy when we were dancing, because we learned how to dance, like square dancing.
Yeah, we did square dancing doing gym, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. How about your Fayed, Jim?
Wait, our school really never did have a Fayed department or whatever. We never did anything like that, but we did have sports. We had a baseball team and a basketball team. We played other parochial schools, which was a lot of fun. As a matter of fact, I brought a trophy in here from 1957, and it says 1957 champs or something like that for baseball. And
participation trophy.
Yes. Yes.
Did everyone get one?
Yeah. It's just plastic.
It's made of genuine plastic.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's right.
Yellowed.
Yeah. So that was our sports, and our physical ed.
Well, next time we'll talk about some subjects like science.
Science, right?
And constellations.
Yep.
The planets, and what was big at Lincoln School during my memory, I think, 1956, food groups came out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The United States government. But I was looking up that at the same time, so did TV dinners come out.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, in school you learned there were 9 planets.
Yes.
They don't teach that anymore. There's only 8. Pluto is not a planet anymore.
It's a dwarf one, though, isn't it?
No, it's not even considered a planet. There are 8 planets
gone?
Now. Well, it's there, but it's not a planet.
So we're going to enjoy, like I said, the special days. We're going to talk next week, winding up, about the discipline. We encountered.
Yeah. With the rulers you mentioned.
Yeah. A few notes home to the parents.
Right. Yep.
Standing in the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Next to the teacher's desk.
Yep.
Report cards. So a mixture of fun and a little,
yeah, some things you want to forget.
Thanks.
We'll bring it up anyway.
Well, thank you guys for coming in. Carol Jean 40, Jim Messier. We've got part 3 next month in March.
Yes.
That should be good. I'm looking forward to it. You guys are really good on this stuff. You got it all together.
Thank you.
And we may have some big news next month about something else. We don't have it yet. Don't give me the stink eye, Carol. Don't give me the stink eye. I didn't mention it. I just said possible good news.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. So this should be good. And but you got to wait till next month, and maybe we'll have it for you.
People aren't even going to sleep now, Don.
That's right.
That's fine.
They're going to just be waiting.
That's fine. All right. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you, Don, for having us.